My name is Andrew Hoiberg, Director of Research and Development for Calcium Products. We manufacture pelletized limestone and gypsum. SuperCal 98G is our lime product. SuperCal SO4 is our gypsum product. And we are a manufacturer. We work through distribution networks, through co-ops and other distributors. Today I'll be talking about managing pH in Iowa, and it kind of comes from a historical perspective and also encompasses a lot of the research that's been done over time and how we arrived at the current Iowa lime law and where we can take that in the future and make some improvements to the methods of scoring liming materials in Iowa, and also really focus on a research scientific-based approach to managing soil pH in Iowa.
How do we go about that, especially considering your product?
Well, we do so in a fashion that is based strictly on scientific methods and on-farm trials like we've done with the Iowa Soybean Association. And we also utilize Iowa State University. You know, we've got a lot of good research that's been done in this field by them, and we utilize the methods and the science that they've been able to develop to sort of collaborate with products like ours and really to try and come up with a science-based recommendation system for farmers.
Let's talk about performance. What are the results of this?
Of the trials? Mm-hmm. Well, this is a new trial for us with the Iowa Soybean Association. So we've only one field got put in last fall, and we're looking to recruit. I think we've got four or five more signed up for the spring. So there are no results to speak of so far. We've had some good success with our SuperCal SO4 gypsum trials in the past with the Iowa Soybean Association. Now it's time to shift our focus to the lime product that we've got, the SuperCal 98G, and really try and hone in on rates and yield performance and how pH changes over time, which we have a fairly good grasp on, but the science, as we've dug deeper into it, we've realized some inconsistencies and some kind of low spots in the science. So that's really what we're trying to develop, more knowledge-based, more science-based information to help farmers reach our yield goals.
So in theory, how should this work?
Well, in theory, this should work with a number that we've got called the buffer pH, and it's based on soil sampling and grid sampling. Grid sampling is in variable rate technology, or kind of the hot topics on farms right now. And so if we can use that to develop a system where we're applying the right amount of lime to reach our target pH, or to reach our target goal yield goals, and also to reach our nutrient utilization and uptake goals, which is part of the area that we're not too sure of right now, but we can use this buffer pH number to help develop a recommendation that Iowa State has worked on for many years, and use that to help farmers really variable rate and get the right pH across their fields, rather than going out and spreading tons of ag lime that may not be doing what we think it's doing.
Mm-hmm. So in theory also, then how should this change the performance of those fields?
Well, it should be a lot less spotty in terms of yield response. If we're looking at these variable rate, we get the right amount of product in the right areas, and as a result of that, we see a lot more uniform nutrient uptake and utilization. We see a lot more uniform yield goal, which is obviously the important driving factor in these applications.
Andrew, tell me about research you're doing with USDA and Ames.
Well, the impetus for this research came due to the fact that the lime laws in Iowa still give a credit to lime particles that we know, based on previous research, do not react in the soil and don't change pH. So over the years, we've developed a relationship with some of the soil scientists at the USDA, and we're taking a look at some of the European methods that are used to determine the reactivity of these materials in soil, and we're trying to bring that research into the United States and kind of reevaluate it here, and also develop a system to determine exactly how these liming products are going to behave in the soil, and once again, be able to tell the farmer exactly what they're getting in a given material.
Much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.